ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Hallelujah. As if I wasn't under enough pressure. It's a privilege to be here, and I thank God. Sometimes I like to sneak in and just fellowship and then sneak out. But this is a wonderful place. And I thank God for your pastor. Thank God for my wonderful sister. We have known since we were born in the Lord. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need your help. We need your utterance. Let your will be done in this place today. Father, let answers be provided. Let puzzles be solved. Let insight come. Let there be clarity. Let purpose be found. Heavenly Father, help us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 to 28. Then the end will come. Christ will overcome all spiritual rulers. I'm reading from the Good News Translation right now. Christ will overcome all spiritual rulers, authorities, and powers, and will hand over the kingdom to God the Father. For Christ must rule until God defeats all enemies and puts them under his feet. The last enemy to be defeated will be death. For the scripture says, God put all things under his feet. It is clear, of course, that the words all things do not include God himself, who put all things under Christ. But when all things have been placed under Christ's rule, then he himself, the Son, will place himself under God, who placed all things under him, and God will rule completely over all. This is our month of joy, overflowing joy. And this is one scripture that I usually turn to when I need encouragement. I have a very vivid imagination, and if I told you exactly what the scripture means to me, some of you will start wondering whether I still eat eba. But I do, and we all do. God's goal is an eternal kingdom. God's dream is a kingdom founded on love. God dreamed about you long before you existed. God had you in mind over and above every other thing that you could imagine. We sang this wonderful song today, and I always look forward to the choir also. That was a wonderful song, The Galaxies. He dreamt of all those things. He spoke them. They all sway to his command. They all sway to the breath of God. He thinks a thought, and they must just follow, because it is his plan that he is the ultimate undisputed ruler. So God is consistently working towards this. Always. He has dreamed about it. The Trinity in council sat eons ago and thought about this, dreamt about it, hatched the plan, decided and allocated responsibilities. Holy Spirit, this is what you will do. Son, this will be your role. You will become the template for everybody that will exist. I am dreaming of a kingdom of billions of humans. And when God dreams of the kingdom of billions of humans, say that includes me. He dreamed about you. And when we say kingdom, let's put it in our language. It means a government. It means an eternal precedent. It means a universal galactic kabiesi in every sense of the word. So, we are in the process of regime change. We are in the process of regime change. I know that globally, regime change is a hot button topic now. Donald Trump is a trumpet. In Germany, they're getting used to wondering what's going to happen without Angela Merkel. The British cannot decide whether they want Brexit or Brexit. We have 2019, sorry, thank you. And what does all that mean? God is working on the ultimate regime change. Now, I was watching the service last Sunday and I noticed something interesting. Pastor started talking about joy. And then he struggled and came to the 2019 issue. Said he wasn't going to talk about it. And then he spoke about it some and then went back. Why? Now, Pastor Ayo is a pastor in every sense of the word. And then he senses that, look, there seems to be something happening. Many times, when there is regime change in the kingdom, among God's people, things come up such as personal crisis. Because there is going to have to be a choice made. Let me give some examples. We'll be looking at Daniel, but let me talk a little about David. We know that when David was in the cave of Adullam, people came to him who were dejected, in debt, and had all sorts of trouble. So there are two accounts of this. You have that which is said in 1 Samuel 22:2. Then you have another in 1 Chronicles 12:23, where there was Adullam and Ziklag and then Hebron. But all these people joined because they heard a word that said David was going to be crowned king. So in spite of their dejection, their debt, their personal trouble, they had to surrender that to a purpose that they had seen. You know, when the Bible talks about the fact that, you know, Be comforted when you fall into diverse temptations or trials, knowing that the same trials are experienced by your brothers. A lot of us are going through personal crisis. But that's because there is a program of regime change. And if you're going through personal crisis, and our pastor comes and tells us, look, we must key into joy, it is because there is a new government in town. But we must sign up to it. We need to key into it. It is not easy, but it is the choice we will make. So, like I said, I was watching and I found it amusing when Pastor said, let's talk about joy, and then he went to transition and he stuck on it and said, we'll vote with our conscience. If he told everything that was in his heart, you knew he was pulling back. But there is a purpose. And we are all being signed up. If you see the testimony of all of those men who laid down their personal crisis and then signed up to the word that said, okay, God, you have spoken about David, he will be king. I sign up for that joy. But here we have read 1 Corinthians 15, and then we see that there is coming a time. And I see it, and when I think about it, I imagine different things. Interestingly, I imagine a procession such as this, and Jesus starts here. And then the throne room is right at the end there, and he's walking down. And I see you there, all happy that we signed up for this program, and we get to that end, and then Jesus goes, lays down, kneels before the Father, and says, I have conquered all. Kabiesi. Let's look at Daniel chapter 2. Daniel, fine boy, teenager, delectable, brought up in the palace. No, that's how the Bible describes him and his friends. Young teenagers, intelligent, they know book, no misbehavior, fine boys, no pimples. They're smart, they know sports, they know extracurricular activities. We can see that they're destined for greatness. We need those guys in the palace. And so he says, bring them in. This is what is happening to a lot of you, okay? So they are being brought into the systems of government, the things that are ruling and shaping culture, and then determining who will rule, who is the king. And then he attacks them in different ways. First thing he does is to change their name, to attempt to change their identity. Keep your identity. He involves them in a strange diet and says, come, you know, this is what you eat, this is what you should take, this is the way we do things. And he says, Beko, not like that. That is crisis. But he had to make a choice. And so he commits himself to God. Everything goes on well. Do you have the slides? Who has the slides that I sent? Okay, I'll call them. And we'll get to this now. And so after a while, things are going on well, and then the king goes mad. He has a dream, and he says, I dreamed a dream. Tell me the dream and what it means. Daniel and his friends have experienced victory. They have gone through all of this pain, all this trouble. They've come on the other side. God has given them 10 times wisdom over and above everybody. We have all experienced those victories. And then your boss in the office comes and tells you and gives you an impossible assignment and says, if you don't get this thing done, you will die. And so Daniel, the first thing he does is that he goes to pray. And they go and they pray, and then they tell God, they say, God, help us, save us. We must not die in this land. And God doesn't answer them, and they go to sleep. And then in the night, God shows him the dream, and then tells him the meaning. Let's look at Daniel chapter 2 from verses 26 to 29. Okay. And the king said to Daniel, who was also called Belteshazzar, that's the name that he wasn't supposed to be, and said, can you tell me what I dreamed and what it means? 27. And Daniel replied and says, Your Majesty, there is no wizard, magician, babalawo, or astrologer who can tell you that. 28. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has informed Your Majesty what will happen in the future. Now I will tell you the dream, the vision you had while you were asleep. 29. And while your majesty was sleeping, you dreamed about the future, and God, who reveals mysteries, showed you what is going to happen. So the slides and the first image. Next slide. Okay, so God shows him this image, shows him this big statue, and then there's a gold head, silver chest, brass, iron, and everything talked about. And at the end of it all, there was this kingdom, that is our kingdom, that came and then destroyed everything that existed. But what was important? Daniel came to realize, because his language then changed, he prayed for deliverance. But by the time he was telling the dream and interpreting it, he said, this whole thing was not about me. God had it in mind to reveal something. So God did not reveal this mystery because he wanted to save me. He revealed this mystery because he wanted to get a message across. So he had that personal crisis, but he had to key into joy. He had to key into a purpose that was higher than what he thought. He had to key into a commitment to share with God, I'm borrowing from Pastor Ayo again, to execute judgment over yokes. And so Daniel saw this. Remember, who was Daniel? A government official. What is he about? Government, succession, planning, and how you plan for the next generation, and then the next generation, and all. And that was what was on in Nebuchadnezzar's mind. But he said, he was thinking about it, and God said, okay, I need to show this king. And then he puts in personal crisis, and Daniel has to run and kills God and says, God, save me. God, help me. My landlord is on my case. And God says, you know, actually, there's a housing problem in Nigeria. God, if I could just pay this medical bill now, please. I need to send my children to school. True. Have you been to Makoko? Do you know that they need schools there? My husband is misbehaving. My children need this, I need that. Yeah, that is so true. I'm dreaming about orphanages. Do you want to key in? Can I depend on you? And so Daniel has received this revelation, and he sees that at the end there is a kingdom that will not be given to another. So he looks through the whole and then keys into finally what God's aim is that he wants to bring about several regime changes and bring the ultimate. Daniel was keying into 1 Corinthians 15, 28 to 20, 24 to 28. In the things that give you pain today, can God reveal to us how that pain will bring about his government? In the things that bring us tears today, can God reveal to us how this incident can shape humanity for him? And so he sees that. And Nebuchadnezzar knows, okay, this is the way it's supposed to be. God shows him. Daniel keys into it. And then Daniel begins to commit himself to it. He says, okay, so there is a coming king. And what his area is what? Government. What is your area? Is it education? Is it family? Is it entrepreneurship? Is it entertainment? Is it the media? Is it family? Is it education? What is your area? What will your current crisis force you to go to God so he gives you galactic insight into what he wants to achieve? The founders on Google thought it was necessary to organize the world's information. It was in a dream that he saw the first code that was the foundation of Google. It was in a dream. He said, there has to be a solution. He committed himself to it. It was painful. Next slide. Then in Daniel 3, Nebuchadnezzar goes crazy again. He sets up this statue and paints it all gold. What is Nebuchadnezzar trying to say here? He said, Are you saying my government will only stop at the head? No. He declares against the council of heaven that his will be the government that will go right through to the end of humanity. And then he tells everybody to come and worship and bow. Next slide. See the comparison between the two. God said, Nebuchadnezzar, your time is limited. I'm giving you X. And then comes the next, the Medes and the Persians, the Romans, and then comes the European government. And somewhere along that time, they will get weaker, the government is set up, and Nebuchadnezzar says, gold from the top to the bottom. He tries to declare that his own government, his own rulership, his own program is what will exist till the end of time. And God says, who told you? So in our area of expertise, how are people, the wrong people, trying to determine the fate of humanity? And what are we doing about it? Are we bringing judgment over those yokes? Have we developed capacity within our spheres to press into God, to get that expertise, experiment, try, trial and error, and then he breaks in with divine insight, divine capacity? Daniel was committed. He was so committed. He got this vision and then he says, Then he goes on and he says, okay, I understood by the books. He goes and then he researches, what have other prophetic voices said about this situation? What has gone on? What is God's plan? What is God's idea? How is this going to play? And at some point, he's walking through the palace. He's read the books of Jeremiah. He's read the prophecies of Isaiah. He reads Isaiah, and then he comes across one prophecy that talks about Cyrus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,